Grace greetings and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for October the 8th, 2017. I'm Paul White. We're dealing with Paul's passage from Romans 14:17, where the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Dealt with it in its context, dealt with the framework of the verse, what Paul is saying, dealt with the unusual nature of the passage based upon its context. Paul's not actually talking about the kingdom. He's talking about food and drink. He uses that as an analogy, the tangibleness of food and drink versus the invisible aspects like righteousness, peace, and joy found in the kingdom. We promise that today we're going to go back and take a look at the kingdom through the ministry of Jesus. And I want to do that. I want to take it through what Jesus says into Jesus' appearances to his disciples and on into the Apostle Paul. Because I think, and we might get into some other aspects of the kingdom today, if not today, probably tomorrow. But I want to show you this kingdom, as we said yesterday, as being something that is not just a tangible thing, but something that is intangible, something that not necessarily you put your fingers on. Matthew 4, Jesus comes preaching the kingdom of God. John the Baptist was preaching the kingdom of God. Both of them were preaching that the kingdom was at hand. And at hand is a phrase that means exactly what you think it means, nearby. In fact, when Judas Iscariot comes into the garden with the soldiers and they arrest Jesus, Jesus said that his betrayer was at hand. And then in the next verse, boom, there comes Judas. So there's an actual example of at hand, and then it happens right away. This is another reason why I don't put Revelation thousands of years out in the future of its audience, because the author of Revelation says these things were at hand. And if they are at hand, and Judas was at hand and then betrayed Jesus, then that means they're soon. Therefore, when the Gospels say the kingdom is at hand, whatever was coming out of Jesus' hand was the kingdom. And what came out of his hand? Peter said he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So the kingdom is God doing good and releasing the earth from the power of the enemy. Now, a lot of people want that to be tangible. They want to see that the evidence of that in physical. We'll deal with that at another time. So consider this. Jesus preached the kingdom as at hand. In Luke 9, Jesus anoints his disciples to go out and do what he's been doing. What has he been doing? He's been going about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So in Luke 9, 1 and 2, Jesus sends his disciples out. He anoints them. He tells them to heal the sick and preach the kingdom. So they are to go out and do exactly what he has been doing, preach the kingdom. And the kingdom was demonstrated in power. It was not, apparently not a message of, hey, get ready, because someday this is going to happen. It was a message of, here's the kingdom, here's what it looks like. Jesus goes to the cross. He dies. 3 days later, he resurrects. Jesus spends that time with his disciples, and then they go spend time in the upper room. Day of Pentecost is fully come. Before that day happens, Jesus appears to his disciples in Acts chapter 1, and he begins to minister to them, and the Bible says he speaks of things pertaining to the kingdom in Acts 1:3. So right out of the gate in the book of Acts, here is Jesus, post-resurrection, talking about the kingdom. And then they go to Jerusalem, and they receive the Holy Ghost, and they go preaching the kingdom. They go establishing that kingdom. In John chapter 3, Jesus has a conversation at night with Nicodemus, who comes to him for whatever reason at night. Maybe he couldn't be seen by the other Pharisees, whatever. But Jesus says to him in John 3, you can read this in verses 1 through 8, this ongoing saga. I think it's John 3:3, where Jesus says that a man must be born again to see the kingdom. How most of us have interpreted that is a man needs to get saved to go to heaven. However, that's our interpretation. That's us interpolating onto this text what we think it means. The kingdom of God was coming upon them on the earth. It was not the description of a place called heaven. And kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God were interchangeable terms. So when Jesus says the kingdom of God is upon you, he doesn't mean heaven is right around the corner. How do we know this? Because in Matthew 12, verse 28, Jesus has been healing the sick. And the Pharisees come to him and say, He's been casting out devils and healing the sick. And the Pharisees say he casts out devils by the power of Beelzebub. And Jesus says, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would the devil cast out the devil? A house divided against itself can't stand. If, however, I am doing this by the power of God, then you must admit that the kingdom has come upon you. Matthew 12:28. So I ask you as an audience, was Jesus doing what he did by the power of the devil or by the power of God? I don't think there's one person listening that would say the devil, which means everyone listening would say the power of God. If he was doing it by the power of God, he said, then the kingdom has come. He doesn't say the kingdom is coming. He doesn't say the kingdom is on its way. He says the kingdom has come. So the coming kingdom Jesus was preaching about was being established through everything Jesus said and everything Jesus did. Therefore, the John 3:3 passage with Nicodemus that a man must be born again to see the kingdom is not a man needs to get saved, go to heaven. It is a man needs to be born a new creation to be able to see what the kingdom is, to be able to see the king. Old creations will not see the kingdom. It doesn't, again, please don't see this as old creations, unbelievers don't go to heaven. That may be true, but that's not what that verse means. If you're unregenerated, unchanged, not born again into Christ, then you will not be able to see the kingdom. Being born again into Christ gives you the power to see the kingdom and what the kingdom is and what the kingdom represents. Here's one more. And to me, this is the money shot. This is the one. Colossians chapter 1. Paul says in verse 12, we give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. The word conveyed. Transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Done deal. When you received Christ, you were transferred into the kingdom. You were taken out of one dimension and put into the other. Now you might say, well, I don't see that. Praise God, now you're getting it. You don't see it because the kingdom is not what you can see. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, what about the passages from Daniel and Revelation that deal with the kingdom? Great question. We'll deal with those tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.